Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, hi friends, associates, family members, thank you for joining me this beautiful day on The Only Way Out Is In, the Within While You Speak series excerpt, which is copyrighted. My name is Diane Dooley, I'm your host always, and this is going on our seventh year, I believe, something like that. I'm very happy to have been sharing with you all this time, and helping you to establish a better way of life, a better way of thinking, as I have been helped along the way. Is growth in while you sleep a hoax is my question. And no, it's not a hoax. It's based on the principles of truth, universal laws, and one of the gifts that we've been given is mind, which is our creative mind, our God mind. It's where we listen and are open through meditation and the silence to what God has to share with us. The gifts that God, our Lord God, has to share with us within and without. We pray, and that's good, but what's even better is when we meditate, when we listen through our mind. So, growth in while you sleep is all about empowering yourself, empowering your creative mind to speak to you and through you while you sleep, so there's no conflict from your conscious mind, ego mind. They're resting. You supplant your subconscious mind with instructions, just before going falling asleep. And there are many ways that you can be helped to do that. One very good way is the Silver Mind method by Jose Silva and Dr. I think his name is Robert Stone. Pretty sure it's Robert Stone, co-authors of the book You Can Heal Your Life, or You Are a Healer, rather. So I just wanted to give you some brief information about what we are going to be involved in our 6-week series of classes. The students can all use their cell phones to record my lectures. I think that's very, very important. And you can use the affirmations I give you at night before going to sleep. And you don't have to use mine, my statements of truth, but they are a help to many who feel like, you know, they can't present the right words to their subconscious mind. Students can use this for an example of programming their subconscious mind to create their new reality. You'll be getting a heads up on to what to do with the food that you purchase for yourself. One thing I'm suggesting is that you go into your pantry or where you keep your food, store your food, and go in there and take everything, put it in a box or bag so that the foods will be out of sight and you won't use them. You make a commitment to intend not to use them for the next 21, 28 days, or however many days you wish to follow through with the 6-week series. Put away everything that has rich flour and rich flour, high fructose corn syrup, white sugar, unbleached flour, white pasta, white rice, cookies, candies, cakes. And replace these things, pistachios, walnuts, almonds roasted raw, papaya spears, dried papaya spears. And of course, if this isn't possible for you, make sure that you're comfortable with it, checking with your physician first. I'm suggesting to people, to students, to purchase different foods that they've never bought before and finding new ways to prepare these new foods that will make you healthier, to prepare delicious dishes for you and your family, and to allow yourself a treat for yourself every other day. And then the next week, give yourself one treat each day or evening. I align myself and our family with the basic instincts of changing our habits and changing the foods that were not making us changing the foods that were making us heavy and heavy and heavy, changing the foods, lifestyles, thought styles. And I aligned these with a book a while ago, a good while ago, by Marco Borges. And he wrote a book about 22-day revolution. So you can check his book out. I've never recommended any other book before to anyone and never decided to read any other book to family along to a healthier way of living other than this. So to get back to different foods that we're going to be using, we're going to be adding beans and vegetables of all kinds, quinoa, garbanzo beans, black beans, lentils, and avocados, gluten-free pastas, whole wheat if necessary, and to add vegetables like kale and spinach and collards, string beans, lima beans, sweet potatoes, spaghetti squash, all kinds of vegetables. I didn't mention like there's some kind of cabbage. It'll come to me. Anyway, you're going to be adding new things to your refrigerator and to your pantry. And the other thing that we're going to involve ourselves in, even if it's only 10 minutes a day, is doing beginner yoga, is walking, bicycling if you don't have a bike, see about getting a secondhand bike, not too expensive, maybe $35, $40. And it might be Pilates for you or hot yoga. Just get involved with doing something 10 minutes a day. And I know once you involve yourself in 10 minutes a day, it'll go longer. It'll use your instincts. Okay? So that's our plan. And I wrote up a plan for our family, and we have a competition, or had a competition where the first one who releases 20 pounds would receive $100. So that was our incentive. That was one of our incentives. And my husband, I was just going to say, who had gotten to be like, he used to weigh 175, 180 between them. But then he moved up to a weight that didn't feel good for him. He was getting a little stomach pouch, and he asked me to help him. And my son asked me also. So they both seen a traumatic, not a traumatic, but a dramatic weight release in their lives, and they're happy for it. They feel good. They're happy that they see themselves, the clothes are fitting better, looser, and it just makes them feel great. Having a new thought system that's working for them. I'm going to share a little bit of excerpt from my chapter 1 of my book, In Why You Sleep book. This is from a book called The Game of Double Shin. She says, the invisible forces are ever working for man, who is always pulling the strings himself, though he does not know it. Owing and owning to the vibratory power of words, whatever man voices, he begins to attract. And from the Bible, as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you think you are, you are. You cannot be any other way. If you think you're heavy, you cannot be less in weight because you are thinking and focusing on that which you do not wish. And that gives the thought power. It gives your subconscious mind power to produce exactly what you are thinking and feeling and focusing on and believing. If you wish to share your thoughts, please call in. The guest phone number is 917-889-7358. And I will hook you up with being able to share your thoughts on my show. Creative mind. What is creative mind? It's the master of your success, my success. The power of thought is our inherited natural gift. Creative mind that is always in total agreement with whatever thoughts we hold true and entertain as true. If you decide to live in the now and experience anything around you to the full, living with love, you will see the miracles becoming unhidden and visible to you. There are universal principles in the physical sense, such as the law of gravity, that are constant and unchanging. And likewise, there are physical principles in the empty universe, such as law of mind and the law of cause and effect. They're always at work. And you can learn to call upon them with your awareness and your thanksgiving, remembering always to be grateful, to be thankful for what's provided to you. And I always have said in my book that ego brings us to a place in our lives where we finally say, I'm done with following your guides because I'm getting nowhere. You change your mind about listening to ego and you start listening to the Holy Spirit. And I have a short example here. In setting up my program for today and my phone, for today, I found that when my husband, he always called every day, and I found that I couldn't hear him on my speakerphone. I couldn't hear him at all. It was just blank. So I asked him if he had any ideas. I texted him and asked him if he had any ideas. And he didn't. So I have a class coming today, and tonight I put my phone swipe into my phone, which is set up for accepting credit cards. And I left it in the phone all night, and it was in the phone this morning. So I asked, and whenever you ask Spirit to show you the answer to your question, you're always given an answer that you would never in a million years imagine what the answer is. So after I couldn't reach my husband two or three times and he couldn't reach me, I looked at my phone and where it said speaker, it was gray. So I said, oh, maybe if I take this phone swipe out, I'll be able to hear Chris. And I took it out and immediately the phone speaker lit up. Like a neon sign. And so my husband was able to call me, and I said, I told him what happened, and he said, wow, most people ought to know what you know, kind of like that. And something else happened in the evening last night, which showed me that there was a question that I had for Spirit, and the answer was given to me right away. Just knew right away. And that happens to me all the time, but since this happened just last night, today, I thought I would share it. So, your being on here listening today is an answer from God to you through a vehicle, which is me. And so you have to give thanks that we are here together, whether it's archived or listening live. We're here together and we're sharing in universal truth and principles. We're given the power and knowledge to work with creative mind and utilize it as we align ourselves with it. Consciousness is what is it. Capital I, capital T. Our consciousness creates the world we see, and we are the directors of this vast creation. So what has that got to do with releasing hate? Well, we can change the script that we have put out at any time we're ready to move forward. And as you move through your day, know that only you can change your thoughts and your intentions. This is the part of you that is aligned with the creative power of the universe, and you can tap into it. And we're going to, for the next 6 weeks, every single day, we're going to tap into celebrating our success with water, juice, sparkling apple cider, a glass of ginger water with real ginger in it, or another healthy beverage such as turmeric tea. And as you drink your drink in celebration, you will meditate as you drink the soothing beverage in commemoration of your survival. And you will release the thought that you can't stick with your goal, that you can't reach your goal. You will just release this thought. We're going to celebrate together another day in the absence of judging yourself, criticizing yourself, or being unhappy about your size or your body or your weight. And you're going to celebrate with me the absence of excess weight, like my son and my husband have shown and have done, and the absence of excess body fat, and the absence of poor health, poor choices. We're going to celebrate the shift into a new paradigm for you and for all there is for you that is good. We're going to let go of thoughts to the contrary and enjoy the ride as you deliver and bring about your new self to yourself, your true self, a design in wait for you to recognize. Don't bother resisting. It's futile or futile, as God always says. Because whether you like it or not, whether you focus on or will become, whether you like it or not, or whatever you focus on, it will become your reality. Choose to focus on what is good. Choose to focus on your highest desire. Match the vibratory rate of your thought with your subconscious mind. Come align with it because it will carry out. It's like a genie. It will carry out exactly what you have programmed for yourself on the journey. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. Believe me. You would never guess how it would happen for you. Your subconscious mind is your ally. Again, it is with us 24/7 and has been there since birth. Maybe even before. That I don't know. What does ego do? It lives in fear, acts out of fear, and blossoms into fear. Fearful illusions glorified and manifest exactly what we fear the most. Fear getting heavier and heavier. Well, you just asked your subconscious mind to prove that to you. You may not think you did, but you did. We block the channel of good from coming to us because of our doubt. We block the channel of good from coming to us because of our doubt that it could possibly happen. We would be able to see the miracle before our eyes if we were willing to change our perception about what we think we see. Changing our perception of what we see shows us the numerous miracles that are stacked up in front of us, waiting for our eyes to open. Ego's view of ourselves is that we are lacking, that we are unhealthy, that we're getting old, that we're weary, we're unloved or overweight. But we could turn those thoughts around and begin to see ourselves as totally whole, totally safe, perfect, and secure. The words of a love song that I recall resonates here, and that is, I love myself just the way I am. It used to be a Unity song. I imagine it's still one of the positive songs that Unity Church members align with. It's a beautiful song. The vibration of these words alone, such as I am whole, I am safe and protected, will make it so for you. You have to feel it in order for it to be realized in the real world here, but they eventually become so dumbed by your subconscious mind that it makes the reality for you even more clear. I am my perfect weight will make it so as well. For example, saying I have more than enough money to have fun, I have more than enough money to travel and serve others, will heal you immediately from lack consciousness. The light from these words focuses energy into the dark cells of your being and irradiates love everywhere within you and without. It allows us to walk on water by mastering the emotional turmoil and anxiety in our life. When we put ego in its rightful place, which is that of a servant teacher instead of our higher self, we will automatically get off the treadmill of I hate myself, I hate my life, I hate the world, I hate my body, consciousness, thinking. We can begin to say, thank you, ego, for letting me know I do not want to be in this space of consciousness anymore, any longer. Thank you for showing me there is a better place for me in this mentality, than this emotionally, physically debilitating space that I have miscreated. I am grateful, ego, that I can change. I am grateful. I am master of my life. There is power in knowing the strength that we have behind our intentions and the courageous thoughts to be the master of our lives. We've learned how thoughts are things and how to use them to our advantage. It's very important to change our perception. Our perception about ourselves in order to see the miracles that are before us in a parallel reality, right along us. To step over to the left or to the right a little bit. And you will be given examples on what you can do to manifest the new you to yourself. And as you sleep, your subconscious mind will absolutely be working on supplying your desires for you. You can become empowered enough to know you can change your life, relationships, any illness, or your weight simply by a positive way you feel about yourself. Believe you can do it through your imagination, working with creative mind. You'll be given assignments and affirmations of positive thoughts to embrace before falling asleep and things to plan for on the journey of change. You won't have to travel this road again once you do your part. You'll get a lot of insight into yourself when you do this exercise now. So my students are going to write down what it is I want. They're going to write down why do I want it. They're going to write down why can't I have it. And they're going to write it down now. Why do I think I can have it? And we're going to have time to answer questions as fast as you can. And you're doing it at home or at work or as a passenger in a car or a train or whatever. Don't limit yourself in what you can ask for. Don't limit yourself in what you can have. Write down your answers and save them in a journal. Put your dates on them. So when you look back at them later, you'll say, wow. Isn't that something? This has been fulfilled and that's been fulfilled. And look at that. It was so quietly fulfilling or filling up my life, I didn't even realize it. You become one. So my students are going to decide which days they're going to do exercises, what type of exercises they're going to include on their journey, and they're going to decide which choice, which avenue they're going to use for their exercise. Choose something you like and choose something that's not too difficult. if your exercise that you've chosen is too difficult, you become frustrated, and even worse, harm yourself. So choose something not too easy, but one you will benefit from. Students in my Listening While You Sleep series are also in my yoga beginning level one, Hatha Yoga. You'll find a balance that will work and that will keep you growing and surpassing your goals. You're going to make, if you were in this class, you can sign up today. You're going to make a list of the foods that are not working for you now, and you're going to begin growing or purchasing the foods that will work for you. If you drink a lot of soda, for example, and no water, then you'll be making the decision consciously to cut out drinking soda on certain days of the week, with the goal that you're down to no soda any day of the week. You'll be so proud of yourself, and so will I. Find foods to substitute for your craved foods. Instead of potato chips, there are nuts like almonds, walnuts, pecans, sunflower seeds, etc. And I make sure that my students know that I'm not a nutritionist, and I don't pretend to be, but I am very, very knowledgeable about nutrition and food. So make a list for yourself of possible snack foods that are healthy for you. And if you want to call for suggestions, when I say call, email me at paderan@paderan.com, paderan@paderan.com. And there are all kinds of suggestions that I would suggest for you for snacks, healthy snacks, not snacks filled with sugar and sugar and sugar and corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup. And you'll find every day that when you wake up, you'll be excited about your new goals, excited about the changes that you're scripting in your life. You'll find that things that you hadn't even thought of can be added to your produce that you're eating. It'll be just amazing for you. So our time has slipped by so quickly. I have more to share with you, but it's not the time today. I'm thankful that you've been here. I'm thankful that you've listened, and I'm thankful that you're sharing with others about what you can do and what's available for them to do. Go in while you sleep. It's so easy. So God bless you all, and thank you again for listening. This is your host, Daya Dickinson.